As parts of Florida continue to take a pounding from Tropical Storm Andrea, St. Petersburg City Council members unanimously voted to make this June Hurricane Awareness Month. The measure was brought forward by Councilmember Wenge Newton and referenced Superstorm Sandy that devastated parts of the Northeast last year.
Drove a catastrophic storm surge into New Jersey and New York coastline. Preliminary U.S. damages estimated near $50 billion, making Sandy the second costliest cyclone to hit the U.S. since 1900, resulting in at least 147 direct deaths. And whereas the forecasters predict increased tropical storm activity in 2013, and whereas as we remain in a period of increased severe weather activity, just like today.
A tornado in Gulfport damaged homes and knocked a tree on top of Yummy's restaurant on Beach Boulevard. Parts of St. Petersburg and surrounding areas are at high risk for flooding. City Councilmember Jeff Danner said sandbags are available for residents at Bartlett Park and the Mangrove Bay Golf Course.
Well, we have a lot of low-lying areas. We are a waterfront community, so when we have storm situations like that, we typically get some flooding in Snell Isle and our waterfront area, so it's a pretty common thing that we keep these on hand to make them available.
Sandbags can be picked up with proof of residency anytime before 8 o'clock tonight. Even after the storm has passed, rising waters from storm surge could extend flood risks, and tornado warnings have been issued intermittently across the region throughout the day. Danner said the city is always prepared for these situations.
We have our disaster mitigation plan that's always in effect. I mean, typically first clearing the police and fire stations, things like that, of any debris, and then they get out in the roads to clear the main roads first, get the traffic signals on, kind of our standard procedure.
There is a silver lining to the storm. Danner said that the early season tropical storm could serve as a reminder to residents that hurricanes are a very real threat to the area.
When we have mild winters like we have, we're always in that different situation. So yeah, people need to be aware. It's been a few years since we've had so many serious storms, and we need to get your home preparedness ready, get your window boarding, all that kind of stuff ready. It is hurricane season.
Sandbags are available for Tampa residents at three locations until 6 this evening. Proof of residency is required to pick up bags from the Heim Sports Complex, Jackson Heights Playground, or the City of Tampa Solid Waste Building on Spruce Street. Some other municipalities also have sandbags available. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.